This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Recovery from Hurricane Maria on the island of Puerto Rico is being closely followed here in Boston. The connection is little known, but Puerto Rico is in the same First Circuit of the federal judiciary as Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. And the Court of Appeals is located here in Boston. That's where judges and staffers are working to reopen the federal courthouses in Puerto Rico. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
"What are you hearing?" I asked Judge Juan Torreya. He's a native of San Juan and the first Hispanic member of the First Circuit Court of Appeals. "Nothing but bad news," comes the answer.
"For all practical matters, Puerto Rico is starting from scratch, like Columbus just arrived yesterday. It's the destination of the things that we take for granted."
It was 1493 when Columbus arrived, but there were forests then. "Not now," says Torreya.
"Every tree came down."
He had enough warning to get his house boarded up before the hurricane hit the San Juan suburb, where the judge lives when he isn't sitting on the bench in Boston, where we talked with him. The house is intact, he's been told, but
the island is completely denuded of vegetation.
Torreya says the chief judge of the district court there told him of people in the mountains drinking water from the curb in the road. Regular phone lines are down. Cell towers, too. Susan Goldberg, the circuit executive for the Court of Appeals here in Boston, says all three federal courthouses there have been damaged. Most of the roof on the biggest courthouse in San Juan blew away.
"It's been devastating, both in terms of the operations of the court and in terms of the lives of the court employees."
Two of the three courts expect to open to the public next week, she says. But to open, the court employees have to be able to get there. That's the challenge.
"Many employees' living conditions are extremely poor and remain extremely poor. Most of them still do not have electricity. They don't have running water, drinking water. It's very difficult for them to obtain gas to get to work, and it's difficult to get cash from ATM machines."
The most significant impact on the courts, Goldberg says, has been on the criminal caseload, which is bigger than all the other district courts in the First Circuit combined. The federal prison sustained such significant damage that 1,200 prisoners were evacuated to facilities in Mississippi and Florida. Torreya, who was appointed a federal judge by President Ford, says the response by the federal government after the hurricane hit might have been more rapid. But he is not pointing fingers, though he is defending Puerto Ricans from criticism by President Trump.
"People in Puerto Rico are working very hard to get the island back in place. The state of the island right now is starting from scratch. And the sooner that viewpoint is accepted up here, in the powers that be, the sooner things will go back to normal."
Torreya, a former Olympic sailor once nicknamed Juan Torpedo and known for impassioned and sometimes fearless writing, has long argued for the rights of Puerto Ricans to vote in presidential elections.
"Perversely, I should say, one good thing has come out of this hurricane is that people realize that Puerto Rico exists. And that it not only exists, but it's part of the United States, and that Puerto Ricans are all U.S. citizens."
Susan Goldberg, the circuit executive, estimates the courts will be fully running in 4 to 6 weeks, though the state of the court's buildings will take much longer to assess and correct. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.